Frances Rings grew up in the world of indigenous dance in her native Australia, a world where choreography is closely linked to the stories it tells. She's in Hawaii to work on an upcoming dance and new media installation concert that will assimilate dance languages from different cultures and very likely lead to something entirely new. She's with us this morning. Good morning, Frances.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
My first association with Aboriginal dance is the idea of it as a form of storytelling. Is that an accurate perception?
Yeah, absolutely. The arts were our, and still is, our major form of storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
Our stories, our myths, our creation stories, our dreaming, it lies in our songs, in our dances,
mm-hmm.
In our paintings. So art form was our, I guess, our method of documentation. And it's still, I think, very important to us to be able to find a place for those stories in our contemporary lives today. Yeah.
Well, that's where your history is contained, right?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, we still believe and still acknowledge our dreaming living alongside us today. We have our contemporary lives and we also have our ancestral lives as well that live alongside us.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important to us as Indigenous people that that's a daily affirmation, that is something that we acknowledge, that we proudly identify with, and that we pass that on to our children.
When you say living alongside us in the sense of spirits?
In the sense of, so our dreaming is a connection to mm-hmm. the unseen. So in Australia, our country is crisscrossed by what we call song lines, and these song lines are, for us, they were the journeys of our creation beings that mm-hmm. brought us into where we are today. So for us, we still firmly believe in a connection to those. It's something that, you know, we guess, communicate through our songs and dances. Today, it has a more kind of contemporary, I suppose, interpretation. But the resonance, I think, and is still something that we draw from a very ancient place, yeah.
Because your work has been described as contemporary Aboriginal dance, and that almost seems contradictory.
Oh, no, not at all. It's not contradictory. It's expression. It's about, I'll never have the experience that my mother had.
Mm-hmm.
I was fortunate to be born in a hospital. My mother was born in the bush.
Mm-hmm.
She was fortunate to grow up and speak her traditional language. I was not given that same possibility. So, you know, the experience of my mother compared to myself are completely different. But the way that I honour her and my grandmother and my connection to my country is by doing what I do, my art form, about being able to communicate the historical experience of my people and also about my connection to country. That belonging will always be there. And you can have a city on that country. To us Indigenous people, it doesn't matter. That country still belongs to us. And that country still, you know, it contains our stories. It contains our middens. It contains our artifacts. It contains the ancestral bones of our people. And that'll be something that that I'll pass on to my children. And we will always have that connection.
At some point in its history, was your culture suppressed?
Yeah, absolutely. Colonization is suppression. It's oppression.
Sure.
It's, yeah.
Because when you said my country, that automatically becomes complicated.
That I say my country?
No. That well, I mean, there are different perspectives over whose country it is. Obviously, you're talking about the land, the earth, the soil.
Yeah, I'm talking about First Peoples and their connection to country that I inherit through my mother. And through that bloodline. So, yeah, it is my country. And, you know, was that sovereignty ever ceded? No, it was, it still continues to be for Indigenous people and the First Peoples of that country.
But it was colonized.
Yes, it was colonized.
It was never ceded,
yes.
But it was.
Yeah, it was colonized.
And was a great deal of the cultural tradition lost from that, or
did
it just go under?
Like any colonized country, island, area, yeah, there are things that are lost.
Yeah.
But, there are still things that we practice. There are still languages. There is a whole reawakening of stories, of dance. So, people say lost. I don't know about lost. I think it's dormant. I think culture sleeps, and I think it becomes awakened through another generation.
Obvious parallels to Hawaiian culture, which is why I raised that whole issue.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
The need of the colonizer to suppress indigenous art seems to be universal. I wonder why that is.
Yeah, well, that's power, and that's, I think there are some countries that were possibly more, affected than others. In Australia, it's a long way away from the rest of the world, and so it does feel like we are behind in a lot of ways. But, I think in a lot of ways that there is something that, being so remote, that has protected us as well. So,
I think that's probably accurate.
Yeah. It's a big country. There's remote areas, and a lot of people in communities, in those remote communities, still hunt.
It's important to keep those things alive, isn't it?
Still pass on cultural knowledge, language. So, yeah, it's still alive. Yeah.
Well, Frances, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Frances Rings is the artist in residence at the NISDA Dance College in Australia. She's in Hawaii to work with the UH Department of Theater and Dance on its Dance and New Media Installation Concert coming up at Kennedy Theater. It's called Memory House Dreams, and it opens Friday, November 11th.